from Shreveport, Longview, Denton, Dallas, Las Vegas.
Good.
And but this was started out here by the original, the man that originally started it, sold it. But they have a big business. When you go in there to eat, you get if you order fish, catfish, you can get regular catfish or fillets, and it's all you can eat.
Mm. Price is pretty reasonable.
Well, if there's two of you, we could drink, and if you drink coffee or tea, for two people, it'll run around $10.
Not bad.
But now that's a setup of slaw and hush puppies and French fries or baked potato and onion and pepper. They have two or three different kinds of pepper on this setup. One of them is jalapeno pepper. And they make awful good hush puppies there.
Well, shoot, something like that'll fill you up. I imagine you.
Well, I have known people going down and just eat the setup. Which actually is, to me, it, of course, I like fish, but I could go down there and make a meal out of the hush puppies and the slaw and the pickled onions and stuff of that nature.
Right, I know what you mean. Well, while we were on the subject of cornbread, I wanted to ask you, you ever hear people around here say anything like corn pone?
Well, a corn pone, now that's what I had referenced was what they called this hot water cornbread. And I really don't know how to make it. The recipe on this, the little sack of stone ground cornmeal I got in here, there's a recipe on it for hot water cornbread.
Gotcha.
And you can buy that out here at Skaggs Ours.
When people say pone of corn, do they mean an amount of cornbread?
No, it's just bunch of corn, one pan of cornbread.
I see.
It could be a little pan or it could be a big pan.
I see. Well, do you ever hear people say anything like corn dodger?
Yeah. Now, I really don't know. I really don't know what the corn dodger is, but now I have ate corn cakes, which is a pancake, like a hot cake. It's made out of cornmeal instead of flour.
I see.
And fella, they are delicious.
Have you ever? I don't know if this is what you're talking about or not, but something called a hoe cake.
No, well, now I've heard of hoe cakes, and I don't know whether that has anything to do with these corn cakes or not. Now, people used to, you'd see this among bachelors more than anything else. They would make them up some biscuits out of flour and cook them in a frying pan on top of the stove. And believe it or not, they're good. Of course, you get tired of them.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But they'd use